السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. الله سبحانه وتعالى has commanded us to carry out certain things, to stay away from certain things, which we call a'mal. And just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to carry out certain physical a'mal and to stay away from certain physical a'mal, similarly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also commanded us to carry out some internal a'mal, some a'mal and some actions that are connected to the heart, or rather adopt some qualities which are connected to the heart and stay away from some qualities which are connected to the heart. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to perform salah. This is an external action. The body carries it out. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to stay away from oppression. This is an external action. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to fill our hearts with the quality of generosity, to fill our hearts with the quality of sincerity, to fill our hearts with the love and the fear of Allah. These are things which exist inside the heart. And just like carrying out, performing salah is a command of Allah, similarly, making sure your heart has the quality of humbleness, it has these qualities, this is also the command of Allah. And just like the person who does not perform salah is an incomplete mu'min, he is a deficient mu'min, similarly, that person who looks into his heart and he feels that, no, my heart does not have generosity inside, it does not have humbleness inside, it does not have compassion for other people inside, then you should understand that your deen is deficient. And just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, stay away from oppression, stay away from stealing, stay away from ghibah, all external actions. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also told us, make sure your heart is empty of the quality of hatred. Make sure your heart is empty of the quality of jealousy. Make sure your heart is empty of the quality of pride. So if a person looks into his heart and he finds one of these qualities, these evil qualities, then he should understand that I am deficient. And just like I need to worry about how to remove this sin from my, remove the sin of oppression, the sin of missing salah from my life, I need to worry about how to remove this evil quality from my heart. Out of these qualities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to adopt, one extremely important quality is compassion, feeling and well-wishing for other Muslim people. In fact, compassion, feeling for creation in general, but especially the Muslims. This is a quality which is extremely important. Without this, a Muslim is incomplete. Compassion, well-wishing means that when something happens to your Muslim brother, when something happens to another Muslim, you feel it. You know, you are not indifferent. That, oh, it hasn't happened to me, it hasn't happened to my family. No, you feel it. You feel the jolt. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives a very beautiful example. That a person's body is made up of different parts. The hands, the feet, the arms, the legs, the head, the eyes. Now in the Muslim's body, if there is a pain in one area, if there is a pain in the eye, if there is a pain in the head, then you won't see that there is a pain in the eye or there is a pain in the head, but the rest of the body carries out its work normally. No, if there is a headache, then that, even if your job is something physical which the hands carries out, you feel it, it feels more difficult. When there is a pain in any place in the body, the entire body feels the effects of it. It is not that the rest of the body carries on as it is, and this, the pain remains isolated in that, and only that part is hurting, but it is fine. No. Similarly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the mu'mineen, they should be just like this, just like one body. That if If you come to know that so and so Muslim has become afflicted with an adversity, he has become ill, has a serious illness, he is in a hospital, and you don't know him, whether you know him or you don't know him, or in so and so place there has been some natural disaster, and people are passing away, people are injured, people have lost lives. In so and so country there is a drought and people are hungry. Then, just like when that head hurts and the whole body feels it, so when that one Muslim or that one group of Muslims have this adversity, then the rest of the Muslims should feel it. They should feel the jolt in the heart. Their heart should cry out for them. And if a Muslim doesn't have this quality, then he's not complete. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. None of you can be a complete mu'min until he does not wish for his brother what he wishes for himself. A person wishes safety for himself. He wishes that he is healthy. He wishes that he has a roof over his head. Until he does not have this wish for every other Muslim, then he is deficient. Whether that Muslim is his relative and his brother, his biological brother, or whether that Muslim is somewhere in another part of the world. Today it is an unfortunate reality that we have lost this quality. When we come to know of someone's adversity, yes, we may say, oh, such a serious matter. Then when the earthquake happens, yes, oh, such a serious matter. But how much really was the feeling in our heart, apart from that split second when we heard the news? How much feeling there was in our heart, we can gauge by after that, how much did we actively try to help these people? And there are two ways you can actively help someone. One is make dua for them. You lift your hands and you say, oh Allah, help them. Those people who don't have a roof over their head, oh Allah, make arrangements for a roof over their head. Those people who don't have food, oh Allah, feed them. Those people who have lost their family, oh Allah, console them. That is one way. That you put an application in the court of Allah to help them. And the other way is that you help them financially. So we need to look into our lives. That, for example, when these incidents happen, this is an opportunity for us to realize what is the condition of our deen. If such adversities did not come on other people, we would not be able to truly realize that, do we have this quality of compassion in our hearts? Is my iman complete? So when such adversities come, then we should think that, okay, did I feel it? And if I felt it, then what did I do to help the people? How much did I go out of my way? How much did I spend for their sake? How many times have I lifted my hands and make dua? And if we don't find these actions in our life, then we should understand that, I do not have the necessary level of compassion. And to bring this compassion into our life, the method is very simple. Start doing these actions. Start making dua for such people. Whenever you hear of an adversity, start making dua for them. In fact, every single time we lift our hands, it should be our practice that, oh Allah, whoever is ill, oh Allah, grant them cure. Oh Allah, whoever is in any problem, we solve the problem. These two actions of making dua and helping financially, to us it seems that we are doing it to benefit them, to benefit someone else. But as well as benefiting someone else, both these actions grant us a very great benefit. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whenever a person lifts his hands to make a dua for his Muslim brother who is not there, then the angels who are around him, upon every dua he makes for his Muslim brother, they say, وَلَكَ مِثْلُ. For you be the same thing. The angels make the same dua for that person. And whenever a person is giving sadaqah, financial help, it is a barrier for adversities. Meaning, you are helping someone else in their adversity, through the barakah of that sadaqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save you from adversity. So, let us, the earthquake that happened recently, let us use this as an opportunity to look into our hearts, to check the state of our iman. How complete is my iman? Do I have this quality? Do I feel it? And if we don't, if we feel that, no, I haven't gone out of my way to help them financially. If we think about it, at the moment this is our quality of life, and that is their quality of life. In reality, fairness would have been that let me at least spend that much that we get on the same level. But Jalla, if we cannot do that, then let us sacrifice something for the sake of such people. But what shaitan does is, whenever the opportunity to spend in the path of Allah comes, those people who are religious, they will give the zakat. But apart from that, whenever anything else comes, when the time comes to spend anything else in the path of Allah, then shaitan will make them think, oh, I have this to pay for. 2 months down the line, I have this to pay for. Oh, what if this, I need to have this much money spare in case a problem comes, some repair work, whatever. These thoughts are from shaitan. Shaitan scares a person. And the proof that these thoughts are from shaitan is that when you are going to go spend the exact same amount, if not more, for some worldly purpose, for your own benefit, then these thoughts don't come to mind. If your financial situation actually was such that you should have thought about this at every turn, then just like you, these thoughts would come when you are about to spend in the path of Allah, these thoughts would also come when you are about to go for the grocery shopping. But you know, my budget is short. What can we do without this? But these thoughts don't come. If they don't come, that is a sign that the thoughts are only coming for some dini activity. They are from shaitan and they need combating. Shaitan does not have the power to hold anyone's hand and force anyone to do anything. But shaitan, he is like an illusioner. He can put an illusion in front of you. And the illusion he puts in front of us before spending is that if I will become a victim of poverty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the promise of the exact opposite. Yurbi sadaqat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases charity. Increases charity means that the reward of the charity is very great and the wealth of the person who gives charity increases. It won't be straight away that today we give £10 and tomorrow we see that there is an additional £50 in our bank account. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the controller of everything. We gave away £10. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will either in some manner or other over time give us more, literally monetarily, through some avenue. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the benefit much more than £10 could have benefited us. We don't realize this, but when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us barakah, what does this mean? This is what I will finish on. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants someone barakah, for example, someone spends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant barakah in his wealth. What does that mean? That means that wealth which you have, it will go much further in fulfilling your needs. How? Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how he does it. For example, 2 months later, there was going to be some damage was going to happen to your house. Repair work would have cost £500. So the barakah of that charity, that does not happen. So you save £500. On that day, you will not get a notice saying from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there was going to be an adversary, but it didn't come and you've saved £500. But over time, the person who makes a habit of spending charity, he will realize that the income is the same, but it is going a lot further. So this is my message today, very simple. That let us use this as an opportunity to check our hearts. That do I have this quality of compassion in my heart? Have I been making dua for such people? And have I been helping them financially? And if we haven't, then let us start begin doing these two actions. Let us put ourselves in the shoes. That imagine I was in that situation. What would I desire of other people? And then let us do our best to try and behave in that manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the topic to practice upon what has been said. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Just a final note, inshallah, today there will be no lillah collection for the masjid. All the lillah which is gathered today, there's been a sign put up as well, all the lillah will go towards the earthquake appeal as well.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم رب Thank you.
Everyone is requested to fill in the gaps, especially the after the first row, these middle rows. If everyone can just stand up, it's just so that the gaps can become apparent, and fill in the gaps, please. Just because the masjid is already full to the back, so especially these rows that are in the middle where there are quite a few gaps, just stand up so that the gaps have become visible and people can sit down.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد الشيطان يعيدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء والله يعدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا والله واسع عليم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما نسقت صدقة مالا أبدا أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته ورضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين وعن سائر الصحابة فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم اللهم أكرمهم ولا تهنهم ولا تسلط عليهم من لا يخافك فيهم ولا يرحمهم اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم مغفر لموتانا عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون
الفلاح حي على الفلاح
قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
سووا صفوفكم سفيدوا في المعلي straighten the rows. Please ensure your heels are at the base of the yellow nine on the musalla. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة
أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله.